Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, May 13. Coming up, BITU President endorses government's income tax plan. $28.6 million set aside for social protection and government announces plans for marijuana industry. The news in detail after the break.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us. That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
Now the news. President of the Buster Manti Industrial Trade Union, Senator Kevin Gale, has lauded the government's move to increase the personal income tax threshold. Finance Minister Oli Shaw, in his budget presentation Thursday, announced that the personal income tax threshold would be increased to $1.5 million by April 2017. The increase will be done in two phases, starting July 1, when the personal income tax threshold will move to $1 million.
What we have always maintained as a trade union is that tax on workers, and especially the PAYE, has been a burden. And what this now does to the working class and those who would benefit is that they would have attained more disposable income to which they can save, improve their purchasing power in regards to goods and services, and even in a possibility of reducing any debt that they would have had.
Senator Gay was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The current income tax threshold is $592,300. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to protecting the nation's most vulnerable citizens. This through the allocation of additional resources to fund social protection programs.
And to this end, we have safeguarded spending on critical social programs which largely benefit this segment of the population. A total allocation of $28.6 billion, approximately 1.6% of gross domestic product, has been provided to ensure that the aggregate budget allocation to these social programs is maintained in real terms.
The allocation for social protection has increased by $1.5 billion, up from $27.1 billion in the previous fiscal year. Social protection initiatives include the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH, Youth Development, School Feeding Program, Poor Relief, Children's Homes and Places of Safety, Drugs and Medical Supplies for the Public Health System, and Subsidies to Basic Schools. Within the $28.6 billion figure, $6 billion has been allocated to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. The Ministry of Education has been allocated $2.6 billion to support the ongoing transformation of the education system. Finance Minister Oli Shaw says the upgrading and expansion of schools will be a major priority for the education sector this fiscal year.
Importantly, funds have been allocated to commence implementation of a school solar project, which is expected to significantly reduce the cost of electricity in schools through the use of solar energy.
Minister Shaw adds that the government is firmly committed to the protection of the most vulnerable members of society, including young people. And the government will seek to pursue production of marijuana and hemp value-added products as it seeks to position the country to achieve economic growth. Opening the budget debate in Parliament Thursday, Finance Minister Oli Shaw said Jamaica is uniquely positioned to play a leading role in the medical marijuana industry.
So we have to build an industry in Jamaica where we process and manufacture value-added products and not export raw material. This is about doing research at our universities to create medicines which can help people deal with major illnesses such as diabetes, epilepsy, pain. This is about turning wasted land into growing hemp products which contain no psychoactive properties that can be used for food, textiles, building materials, and many others. This is about an opportunity for small farmers who will now earn from land which is presently sitting idle.
Minister Shaw says Jamaica's tourism sector will also be positioned as the medical tourism capital for the world, bringing health and wellness to the globe. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.